Before going to cyclic measure, we have to define the simplicial measure. A simplicial measure is a graded measure like Mn with some operator Dn and some Di, some operator Si. We call the phase by Di and the degeneracy by S by Si. The phase is reduce the degree, and the degeneracy increase the degree. They have to satisfy in this relation the commutative between Di and the commutative between Si and also Di j. They have to satisfy in this relation. Then we call it a simplicial measure. That actually comes from the geometric simplicial measure from topology. A cyclic measure consists of a simplicial measure in addition an operator T that we call it the cyclic operator. That T doesn't change any degree from Mn to Mn for every n and has to satisfy in this relation. Actually, we don't need these two in cyclic measures. But in paracyclic measure, we need it. So I mean, these two conditions comes from the others, this sector. But the important relation is this Tn plus 1 equals identity. As an example, the simplest example, let's have a K-algebra like A, we call the A natural in grade N has A tensor N plus 1 with this operator. Actually, nothing changed for Hochschild, just we have an addition operator like T that circle the A0 till AN and write T of A0 tensor A1 dot AN to AN tensor A0 dot AN minus 1. It is the simplest cyclic measure that you can have. There is also the dual of this notion, the co-simplicial and co-cyclic measure that you can define by the exchanging the dualing the relation and also the co-phase and co-degeneracy and also another operator, cyclic operator again. But after having a cyclic measure, we can have the cyclic homology. What is the cyclic homology? Cyclic homology is the total homology of this bicomplex. Let's call it con bicomplex. Also, there is two other definition of cyclic homology. One from original again by con, and one from by Sigon. But the simplest, I think, this. We need three operators. B, that's alternating sum of Di, the phases, N, alternating sum of Ti, and B, the capital B, this. We have B2 equals 0, B2 equals 0, and BB plus BB also equals 0. So we have a bicomplex. The total homology of this complex, we call it the cyclic homology for cyclic measure. Also, we can define the cyclic cohomology for a co-cyclic measure, the dual of this bicomplex. To define a cyclic measure, our particular cyclic measure, we need a definition of modular pair in involution. After fundamental work of Kahn and Moscovici, this definition came to cyclic homology and cyclic module or cyclic homology of half algebras in wait. So let me have a half algebra over a commutative ring, a group like sigma, and a character from H to K that is just a algebra homomorphism. We call the sigma, the pair of sigma and delta, a modular pair if simply sigma of delta equal identity. And we call the modular pair sigma and delta a modular pair in involution if S tilde sigma square equal identity, where S tilde sigma acts on H by this. Sigma inverse, delta of H1, S of H2. It's remarkable that to say commutative, co-quasi-triangular, Rabon, and co-Rabon half algebra have at least one modular pair involution. For example, for co-commutative case, if you have any central group like sigma and any character, then it is a modular pair involution. For co-quasi-triangular and quasi-triangular, you have to use the R matrix that Kahn did it in his paper in 98. Kahn and Moscovici defined the following cyclic module, co-cyclic module. We have a co-cyclic module, so we need to have a graded module. In grade zero we have K, in grade one we have H, and so on. And these co-faces and co-degeneracies. If you see, we just use in the structure of the simple shear structure, just use the co-algebra structure of half algebra, but in definition of the cyclic operator, we need also the multiplication. Here is the diagonal action of H on this tensor. We denote the cyclic homology of the cyclic cohomology of this co-cyclic module by HC upper dot index delta and sigma of H, and the periodic cyclic homology by this. Let me recall that what is the periodic cyclic homology. If you continue this bicyclic module, you will have a Z2-graded bicomplex. The total homology of this is the two bar complex is the periodic cyclic homology. But how they define this? They had an half algebra, an H module algebra, which is an H module simply. When H is as an algebra, you can say as an algebra, an H module, but the multiplication map and the unit map should be H module map. So we call this H module algebra. We need a trace from A to K that is delta invariant. It means that trace of H over A simply is delta of H trace of A. And also we need a trace to be sigma trace, it means, or sigma integral, sometimes call it sigma integral. Trace of A, B trace of B, sigma A. Then, Kahn and Moscovici assume that there is a map from cyclic homology of this H that they didn't have to the cyclic homology of the algebra A, and find out what is this in the left hand side. And then after one year they define the cyclic homology on the other hand, the right hand side. So the historically they didn't have the that cyclic homology, that cyclic module. At first they found it the cyclic homology, then found abstractly the cyclic module in this. For any half algebra that admits a modular phase involution. Two years later, we defined the dual of this cyclic module by this cyclic module. As you can see, the simple shear structure here never used of coalgebra structure, but in the definition of T, we used the structure of the coalgebra structure of H. We proved that if H be half algebra and delta OS is another character and sigma inverse, it is again another group like. Be a modular pair involution, then the above operator define a cyclic modular structure on this. That H tensor H tilde in grade N is just H tensor N, and for zero again K. We denote the cyclic homology of this cyclic module by HC tilde dot. We needed this cyclic module because we like to have a cyclic module related to algebra structure of H, not coalgebra structure of H. And as you can see in the original paper, that after that we define the invariant cyclic homology that defined for any half algebra and algebra. Here we just have an half algebra, but we can define for any half algebra and also a module, a triple of module. That is a half algebra, it's a co-module, and it is just a H module. We can define some structure like this. And it's an analog of invariant Durham cohomology, non-commutative Durham cohomology. Let's give some computation. At first, the simplest, let's see a discrete group, delta sigma be a pair involution. Then this cyclic homology is nothing but the direct summand of the Hochschild homology. Actually, here is the group homology, but it is equal to homology of Kz and K delta. It means that Kg acts on K from the left hand side by epsilon and from right hand side by delta. So you can define the Hochschild homology of Kg and K delta. And if you have a Lie algebra like G, so you can have the universal homologous algebra UG is a half algebra. If you have a modular pair in involution that you have, then this cyclic homology again is the Lie homology of G with coefficient in K delta. Again, it is equal to homology, Hochschild homology of UG in K delta. Again, UG acts on K from left by epsilon and from right by delta. But let's go to another example. This example, we need the coordinate ring of SLQ to K as a half algebra. Q need to be not be a root of unity, and K be a field with character 0. Delta a character defined by this. Delta of X equal Q, delta of U equal 0, delta of V equal 0, and delta of Y equal Q inverse. Then we can define delta on whole of this coordinate ring. Then we can prove that delta and 1 is a modular pair involution, and we can calculate this. Example, the cyclic homology in the degree 1 is K plus K direct on K, and the other cyclic homology group is zero. We will return to this phase later. Again, we have a characteristic map. In this case, A is a H co-module algebra. It means that A is a co-module, and the multiplication and the unit map are co-module maps. We call it a linear map, TR, trace. It's not trace, actually. It's the sigma trace, or sigma invariant. TR from A to K, a delta trace, if delta of AB equals delta, trace of B after acting the coaction A0 times delta of A1. It somehow is strange, but there is some trace like this. Don't worry. And we need a trace B sigma invariant if simply B this. Trace of A0, A1 equals trace of A sigma. We call this the sigma integral. This condition equal to the above condition, trace of A0, B, A1 equal trace of A, B0, sigma, S of B1. This is useful because we need it, but it is easier to say. Anyway, they are equal. So if A admits a sigma trace, which is delta trace, which is sigma invariant, then there is a map from cyclic homology of A to cyclic homology of A as a half algebra. So let's give an example. Again, let A be coordinate ring of SLQ, H be just C of Z or C of T, C of Z, the Laurent polynomial on Z. So it has a natural coaction on A by this. Beta of A is A tensor Z, beta of B, B tensor Z inverse, and so on. If we define the trace by this, trace of x1 if x ak dk for k greater than or equal 0 and 0 otherwise, then this trace is a epsilon trace and is one invariant. We call this trace, really, it is a trace. Some special case, let H be a co-commutative half algebra then the cyclic homology of this co-commutative half algebra can be decomposed as a Hochschild homology. As I said, you can see here the evidence of this before proving this theorem, that in case of KG and UG, the group algebra and the universal homolooping algebra, you have seen the result here, the decomposites. But it is true for any co-commutative half algebra. After this, it helped us to prove for commutative half algebra, but not for our cyclic homology. For Cohen Moskowitz cyclic homology, to prove that for any commutative half algebra, like H prime, the cyclic homology of Cohen Moskowitz can be decomposed to the Hochschild cohomology of H prime and K sigma. Here H prime is just a coalgebra. We can see to define this cohomology. So let's have a group like sigma and half algebra which epsilon and sigma be a modular pair in involution. For example, in KG, any central group like with epsilon can make a modular pair involution. And let me have a sigma integral, sigma invariant, or sigma integral trace like TR, which trace of sigma be invertible in K. Then the cyclic homology of this half algebra is a direct summand in cyclic homology of H as an algebra. So HC and epsilon and sigma is in this. Simply, if you consider G as a discrete group and HKG, then by this trace, one if x equals sigma and zero otherwise, then you can recover the result of Karubi in 1992. But really, what is this cyclic homology, cyclic module? Here we have some interpretation of this cyclic module. Can I have? Okay. Consider this paracyclic module. The difference between paracyclic module and cyclic module is just in the very last condition that Tn plus 1 is not identity in paracyclic module. All the condition is the same. We have a paracyclic module here. We have a natural coaction of this paracyclic module. It has a natural coaction on this paracyclic module by this. Naturally, the diagonal coaction. Then if we take the covariant correspond to sigma, the group large, our group large, then by this theorem, we recover the cyclic homology as a covariant space of a co-cyclic module. That is not difficult. By this view of this cyclic module, you can see that the Tn plus 1 equal identity is not difficult. But if you want to prove it directly, it's very difficult.